The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained here in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle 24/7. Today is Christmas Day, the 25th of December, 2017. And a few things right now, and this will never stop, even going into 18. Stand up, take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth. Repeat, I am a winner. I am a champion. And one more thing, I was remembering the other day thinking about the great Frank Klein, as I've all told you about. He was my business marketing professor for many, many classes in college. And by far, he was by far probably the best teacher I ever had. I've had a number of them. If not, he's in the 1-2 category. And besides, you know, giving us tons of great verbiage, you know, here's one that he used to say all the time, too. How did it go now? I'm trying to think exactly the verbiage he would say. Winners never quit and quitters never win. That was a thing that he used to hammer on us all the time besides repetition. American, if you remember, I did, I did a blog and a podcast, and he used to always put American on the board, but he would spell the end, I-C-A-N, in caps. Why? Because I can. Everything is an I can. Everything is an idea. Everything is a motivation. On and on and on. And if you live by these standards, which we're going to get into so much in 2018, it's going to be almost impossible for you to have any setbacks. And I no longer call anything failure. I haven't for quite a while. It's a setback. And a setback is not a big deal, believe me. It can always be rectified and fixed. And the next thing you know, you're well on your way. Before we get moving to, I wanted to see if I could bring, I'll tell you what, I want to thank Mark Boggs for his kind words about me and the show, especially about the power rack and things of that nature. The guy sounds like a heck of a guy, man, and we're glad to have him on board, Motivation and Muscle. And as I said, this is what's happening. It's branching out to more and more new people, especially, you know, more and more people are coming on, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? Everything about it is just a win, man. I mean, it's every time you turn around, there's some other good things happening. And when you keep thinking that way and getting involved with good people, good things are going to happen. And that's the way we're going to work everything in 18. There's going to be a lot of good things. But thank you, everybody, for all that. Now, remember to go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. It's just that we're tidying up some stuff, but the new version, the Winner's Circle now, is being called Winners and Champions, Inc. Why? Because that's the way I believe with everything now, with everyone. You've got to lay that groundwork down before you're going to get anywhere. You got to establish who and what you are, what your objectives are there. We've added another module to it. So you got 14 now. There's a 15th coming very shortly because I have to have film for that. There'll be a snippet for that. And that's going to be the quad with the try, dead start, dead stop squat. Real interesting stuff. Also, too, you know, I see everybody asking for money, and it's like contributions are what we're running on besides me working outside of here. You know, whether you believe it or not, you're getting an awful lot of information there, and I don't mind putting it out. But when you can contribute, it'd be much appreciated because it is not cheap to run the show. And until we can get as solvent as I want to and make the changes, that's why we ask for contributions. We're not begging anybody. That's up to you if you want to give. If you don't, that's okay too. Enjoy what we got here. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Look at all the shows out there. I mean, you got over 800 shows. I mean, that's a lot of wealth to draw from. I mean, that well is full of material. Also, sign up for our free newsletter out of motivationmuscle.com. I thank Douglas for all the work he's done with myself on the new webpage. We're really tightening things down. We don't want to have a lot of busy stuff out there. And the color contrasts go with FBC, and that's what I want. I don't want them, I want them to be different in name, that's all. I want them basically to look pretty close to one another because, I'm very proud of both of them, and they're a double switch, man. I mean, you hit one, you got the other, you hit the other, you got the other. That's the way I want it to be. I want you to be able to gather and think and teach other people what we're doing here. Bring them aboard. That's very important. I'm trying to think. I think that's it for right now. But like I said, winners never friggin' quit, and quitters never win. excuse me. It's real dry here. We had a decent-sized snowstorm. Got up early, did my stuff. Watched a video I've been watching every day, and that's Steve Jeck over in Iceland. I believe that DVD was put together maybe 2002, 2003. I have my reasons for that too, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. It's called Gratitude for Attitude. And if you've seen a few things I've put up, on Etched in Stone lately, I've talked about three people that have really, really influenced me in the weightlifting world. Number one is the late, great Anthony DiTillo. And I'll get into more of that momentarily. And if you don't know anything about Anthony, I found out about him from some older lifters. And the guy's absolutely incredible. He wrote articles for Perry Rader's Iron Man. He wrote for Milo in the 90s. And he did, I know he wrote, as far as I know, I think he only wrote two books. And his books are just outstanding. The first one is The Development of Physical Strength. And the other one is one I talk about that I've been reading and rereading called The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power. These books can still be found. It's not an issue to find them. If you go out and you Google any of them, I'm sure somebody's got them out there. But Anthony's the first. The second is John McKean, who I am in touch with at least once or twice a week right now. We are doing some pretty, pretty wild stuff in the power rack. We'll get into that a little bit. And of course, Steve Jeck, I recently, went back and forth with him the other day a few times. If it wasn't for Steve, and I'm sure a lot of people have dealt with this in a great way, I never would have even touched a stone. When I saw that DVD of him over in Iceland, that did it, man. It was like, I remember the first time I watched that, I couldn't believe what he was going up against and what it looked like there. And I said, guess what? I got to learn how to lift stones. I've been to Iceland twice and I plan on going in 18 because I do feel that Jason and a lot of other people said 2018 is going to be a big blowout year for you. And I feel it is because we'll be right at 4 years on the air. And, you know, we've laid the groundwork all over and you've heard me say some of the things I want to do, which is going to require a lot of capital to do. But once that stuff is going, it can go anywhere. I mean, that can go into a seven-figure business if the cards are right. If I'm such a believer in prosperity and I go out there and talk about it, I say things to myself that will require myself to do certain things and to draw certain people and to get it done. We're doing an awful lot of that here. I'm especially doing it. I'm really excited too. In 2018, I'm going to tell you a ton of stuff I've done and what it's done for me. But it does require A lot of research, a lot of listening to things, a lot of writing of things, things that we're not taught in school to do, things that nobody teaches you really to do. And the nice thing about it is you're going to start becoming very creative on your own. You're going to find a side of you you haven't seen since childhood. But that's more on that. Now, the gratitude for attitude, I got to thank those three men. Talking to them, I've been very fortunate to talk to two out of the three. Obviously, we've lost Anthony, and that was a sad day when he passed on. But when you talk to a John McKean or anybody like that, you know, Steve Jeck, obviously, if you read his stuff in Iron, in Milo, it's just definitely, I mean, you talk about a poet, man. And a guy that just, you know, I hope to meet him in person one day. Because he is just the kind of guy that you would love to just sit down with for a day and just talk. I mean, he's got so much knowledge and he knows how to put it across that if you're listening well, you can sure as hell learn a lot. That it'll definitely last you the rest of your life, that's for sure. Now, obviously, Anthony was a big Power Rack guy, and that's, he and John are my biggest influences in the Power Rack. There's other people that are out there, but to me, those two were like absolutely insane. You know, you look at the stuff Anthony did, go out and read articles if you can find the old Perry Rader Ironmans. I found as many as I could. I hope to find more down the road. Anthony just was so ahead of his time, man. I mean, you look at pictures of him and holy cannoli. I mean, you talk about big and strong. Some of the early shows I did with Richard Soren, we talked about Anthony because obviously Richard had trained with him, I believe, or he was at the same, you know, establishment to train. And, you know, he knew Anthony well and we talked a lot about Anthony, but you go out and read those Power Rack feats he did, man. I mean, I try to find anything I can about him, any pictures I can. And Anthony really laid the groundwork for me in the Power Rack. And, you know, I can't ever give enough gratitude to Anthony for what he did for me. Because he, like a lot of people, you know, you read something, you see a picture, it gives you a little influence. And there's just something about some people that when they talk, they get your attention and they get you thinking and then they get you motivated. And the next thing you know, this is years later. I mean, I've done some monstrous stuff in the Power Rack and now this leads right into John McKean. You know, John and I talk a lot. John is one of the most, knowledgeable people I've ever met without a doubt, hands down. I mean, wow. I mean, the things he's done. And, you know, John isn't a 300-pounder. John's probably, in his heyday, maybe he was 175, I think. And, I mean, this guy was a beast in the Power Rack. And let me tell you how I kind of got introduced into these mashy middies. I love going through a lot of the old magazines I got. And I think I've got just about every hard gainer but the last year. Because at that point, it just wasn't doing it for me anymore. And a lot of the good guys that used to write for Stewart were no longer there, okay? The other guys are all right, but you get used to a certain type of writing. You like to stick with it. So I go through, I think it was in 1994, and John's talking about the rack again, the middies. And I'm like, well, I've done top, middle, and bottom on and off for years. In fact, I usually stay at the bottom most of the time now. And I'm reading this article, and I'm reading some of the stuff he's doing, and I'm like, man. And the midpoint, you don't get a lot of oomph under the bar. I mean, it is the hardest point of the rack to move anything. And some of the stuff I'm doing and some of the stuff John is doing, there's no leverage at all. Very little. The squat, maybe you got a little more leverage, but not a lot, and the idea here is to come in as heavy as you can and do two sets. So your warm-up is paramount. So, that's what we're doing right now. And it's been, let me see, I think yesterday it was 6 weeks. There's already a change in me. Things are getting thicker. Confidence has never been like this before in a RAC program, because what ends up happening with this is you start, because you have limited sets, number one, okay? So your warm-up is paramount, what you're doing. And the last set, obviously, is going to be an isometric hold against the rods. Now, you got 1-2. I mean, you know, whatever you're going to do is whatever you can do. I have my ideas what I want to start opening up with down the road, and I'm sticking with this no matter what. And I asked John, why didn't a lot of people do this? He goes, the ones that did it, we're getting more and more numbers now. We want to be as truthful as we can with everything that we're gathering. The numbers with some of these people were absolutely phenomenal. And, I mean, you wouldn't believe them if you didn't see it, I think. It was just unreal. And what John told me was, and it's true, I already know, a lot of your weights are going to have to drop down considerably to get this thing started. You're in positions that are almost impossible to get things moving of anything you did before. But it builds muscle bellies like you've never seen, ligament, tendon, bone, obviously. But most of all, what I found with it already is you go into a lift, no matter how heavy it is, and as far as you're concerned, you're going to do it. Now, that in itself is pay dirt for everything else I do, you know, with the stones and everything. I've already noticed the strength that's coming out of my body when I go to lift a stone now is phenomenal. And it feels like it almost charges everything all the time. And I'm going to get into more and more of that as John and I develop more and more. I will tell you this, anybody that knows a fabricator out there, and I mean a good fabricator, I've designed a power rack like you've never seen in the market before, including the flooring with it, because it all goes with what I'm doing with it. They can get a hold of me through Facebook. You can get a hold of me that way, and we would call each other or talk. But I'm not going to give out much information, because this is going to have to be something drafted up by a lawyer, because this is something that I don't want to get out to the public, pictures or anything. What I want to do is build one and prototype it and see if it's what I want. If it is, and we can do it cheaply enough and strong enough, it'll be out on the market within the next, I hope, 24 months. But there's an awful lot on my plate right now. But when we started doing these middies, I was like, well, I know even better ways to get what we want. And that's the thing. You have to be able to create. And this kind of stuff makes you create. Now, doing a little bit of different grip work via Jed Johnson and Andrew Derniat. Very interesting stuff. Not a lot of it, because when you do these heavy middies, what it does, it prepares you to go up and do, I mean, you could do your max. I'd have no problem going after anything, but I like to keep it back a little bit because I am putting a lot of stress on everything right now. But John McKean, once again, thank you, sir. This guy is just phenomenal. And, you talk about a godsend to training. This guy is just unbelievable. You know, I've had people say to me, I love to talk to you because it just fires me up to train, or I'll go train right after. That's what John does to me, man. I mean, you can't help but want to do your best when you have people like that in your corner. So, Anthony and John, I owe you so much, believe me. And I thank you dearly for that. Now we're going to come to Steve Jack. Steve Jack, as you know, you talk about an all-around athlete. I mean, track and field, the whole deal, you know. I remember him saying in that video about throwing the shot so far they never found it after he won it. His goal was like 3 miles. And then you see him, you know, obviously where the big stuff was. You know, he's written for Milo for years. Cellar Dwellers, he's got. But Husafel, you know. Husafel Stone, I mean, unbelievable stone. If you haven't been there to Iceland and you want to lift stones, I encourage you to go. You will have the time of your life. And you take people with you that don't even stone lift. The place is just absolutely beautiful. But I don't know if I was looking through like a, you know, you get those, flyers from, Randall Strassen every, you know, Christmas, I think in spring. And I don't know if it was in there or somebody told me about it. And I remember I saw that thing because I burned one right up. I'm on my second one from watching it so much. I remember when I saw that, I was like, holy God, man. I mean, you know, you've heard Steve talk about Beowulf and all these things he writes about, you know, metaphysical stuff. Just stuff that you really got to go out and listen to and watch and be part of. And that was the thing with the Husafell Stone. I mean, you know, granted you see the trip there and, you know, as I always say, you know you're there when you'll see the cross on the one-room steeple church. You know you're there. And you turn in there and, you know, Steve went to the back where the church is and Snorri Bjornsson, his grave was right in front of him. And then his great ancestor's house is right there. It's always nice to knock on the door and see if he's home and just be respectful. And then, if he comes out, you're going to get treated to some awesome stuff. But I will tell you this, when you see that monster boulder on one side of the face is carved out, and that's, Snorri Bjornsson, it's like something you've never seen before. And now you're on your way to, well, you know, I've heard him say goat pen, sheep pen, you can call it whatever you want. You just see rock on top of rock on top of rock. And it all depends who was there last time. You'll find the Husafell laying usually right on its belly. And you see that and everything's there. It's all there. I've got a piece of stone sitting right in front of me from the goat pen. Staring me right in the face. Half the time I'm squeezing it all day when I'm up here working. So, you know, we went, obviously tore a bicep the second time, lifted it up. You couldn't even see in front of you. The storm was so bad. We went in November. You know, we went from snow-capped mountains to not even being able to see them. And it lasted all of maybe 4 minutes. But the water that was coming down, the snow that was coming down, the sheets of pins hitting you in the face, it would have been pretty hard to get around that sheep pen because, you would have fallen and killed yourself probably. But that's the chances you take, you know, and the last 4 or 5 years, obviously with the business, costs a lot to go over there and the finances weren't ready yet, but I know they will be in 18 and the invitations are all over to go and meet these great stone lifters all over the place. And it's very exciting, and it changes your life forever. And that's what Steve did for me with that DVD. And if you don't have it, I would encourage you to get it. It is just phenomenal. Now, you know, Full Sturker is pick it up, get all the way around. It's about maybe 50 meters. Steve dropped it. It took him 3 times to get there. But, you know, as I've watched this thing more and more, what phenomenal strength, man, to lift that thing 3 times and finally get it home. You know, and the thing was, if Steve had been able to get that up higher, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I think he would have had a hell of a shot to get that all the way home. But he didn't. But man, oh man, he didn't give up. 3 times, man, he got that home. I just think that's phenomenal strength. Most people have been broken after the first time they dropped it because this thing is nothing to take lightly. It's the real deal. So, thank you, Steve Jack. It's just incredible but what some people can do for you when you let them. I don't know if he ever had that idea when he was putting that together or not, but I got to tell you, I don't know what would happen over in Scotland or the UK or Europe or anywhere, But I know one thing, in the United States, in my opinion, he brought that type of stone lifting back. And he brought it to people that had never even seen it or done it. And I'm sure there's more of me out there who have watched that and wanted to lift stones or started to lift stones. I don't know if they've gone anywhere, but that doesn't matter. Because you lift because you want to lift, whatever is good for you. I just think that's something that's sorely missed now, and I thank Steve Jack for his influence and his mentoring for me. There's just some people that, like I said, you gravitate to and they gravitate to you. As I said to John and Steve and Anthony, everything I do from this point on is dedicated to these three men. I got to now put the pictures up on the back wall of the garage right in front of the power rack. And they are my counsel. They are who I talk to between sets. And that's the way it's going to be. And they'll hear me in the wind and I'll hear them. I fully and truly believe that. So today, remember, gratitude for attitude, because when you listen to three people like that, your attitude will be not only great, there won't be anything that you feel you can't do. And isn't that the most important thing to do? Feel no matter what, you can do it. Everything is action from there. But the thoughts, man, you're ringing those thoughts constantly through your head. That is the most important thing you could ever do. So on this great Christmas day, where Christmas to me, Santa Claus, is more than hope, it's a dream and a destination. And it's up to you to dream as hard as you can and get there and go further. Get there and go further. Get over the top. Because when you can do things like that, life is going to be a joy to live. And no matter what happens, you will always succeed in everything you do. And I'm sure anybody and everybody that listens to this show believes in that. And if you don't, well, now is the time to start believing, because we're almost into 2018. You have a chance to renew your inners, your inner strength, to build your outers. Take that seriously and think about all of what I said. But if there's somebody that has influenced you, no matter what it is, it'd be a good day to get a hold of them and thank them for that. And that's what this is all about. Gratitude for attitude. So everybody, have a great Christmas. And obviously, we've got some stuff. We got Steve Cotter on tomorrow. We got Ken Nowicki on Wednesday. And I don't remember, there's like three or four other gents on. Three or four others coming on. I don't have my schedule open in front of me. But the next 2 days are going to be killer anyways. And I'm sure Steve and I will do something that will be on this basis here. And just keep educating. The more you're educated, the more you keep learning and thinking, remember, you'll always be great. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to, well, you know, I'll say it again. You know, you're all winners, you're all champions, and as Frank Klein said, winners never quit, and quitters never win, and that's what you gotta think about, especially in 2018. Also, too, go out to iTunes and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. I appreciate that. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like me to do on my own, Fiorello Barbell at nicap.r.com. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, pull it, push it, and squat it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust, as they always say, as I always say. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. The hoose of steel crush your stone. And blood red says domination. And as I said, we clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone coming out of my speakers. Well, these three gents sure had a pool of it. Let me tell you, folks. Also, too, Frank Klein, as I said, my greatest college business professor, Repetition, repetition, repetition. Winners never quit and quitters never win. My dad, I was just down the cemetery before I got home here to do the pod. Be a leader, not a follower. I said that to him when I was starting to walk away. Jimmy and him. Yep. Big day. Also, too, another great one. John Ridge. He'd walk every patient in the door, say, keep smiling. Say that on your best or worst day, or just keep walking around, say, keep smiling. You're going to see bigger and bigger changes in your life. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming, because we won't kick your door and we'll blow the roof off your house. And it's very important. Be part of the family. Join us. Join us for the next 30 years. We need you and you need us. And it's very, very important. Les Brown, you all have greatness. We take it two steps further. We got your back and we believe in you. Also, too, go out and look at a few of these books. As I said, tough times last, but tough people do. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Robert H. Schuller. Don't forget about What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi, and The Development of Muscular Bulk and Power, Anthony DiTillo. And you can go out, I know, and still buy Hard Gainer, all of them. I don't think they're all, I think some of them are reprinted, but you ought to go out and search it and see all the things John McKean wrote for him. I would tell you to go out and get them all. They are just dynamite. There's other great authors in there too, but take a look at that. And you know, have that attitude of gratitude, and believe me, gratitude for attitude is something you want to practice every day. Thank the people that have done great things for you in your life, even if you don't know them. If you can send them a note, or however you can get back to them, even if you can't, just say it out loud. Sooner or later, it's going to get to them, believe me. Have a great day, everyone. Celebrate life, and celebrate your life, and most of all, be thankful, and have the gratitude for attitude. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.